Hey, we've got four people on the line, and we would love to hear from you guys. Go ahead. Caller number one.
This is Sonia Smith in Atlanta.
Sonia! And you
hi.
You have four children. Go ahead, Sonia.
Well, first, I wanted to thank you. Last week, my seven-year-old, he was going through some changes. He was very destructive. Anything of mine, he was trying to destroy. He strangled one of my babies. Attempted to. He tried to set the house on fire. And when I called, I was at the end of my rope and didn't know what to do. He was not even kind doing a paddling. And I got to speak with Ted Enger, and the advice he gave me was just wonderful. And I just wanted to say thank you. It's like looking at a different child. I did exactly what Ted told me to do, to spank him on the back of his thighs, take everything out of his room. And that was like a two-hour job, but we got everything out of there and locked him in there from that Friday until Monday and only left him in the room with his Bible. And I just praise God for you guys, because that's something. Otherwise, I probably would have had to go to the world in this method, you know, calling the police. Or I just had no clue how to deal with that, and I just really wanted to say thank you. He comes to me every day, like three and four times a day. I homeschool and I work at home, so we see each other all day. Mom, is there anything I can do for you? Can I help you? What do you need done, Mom? And that is such an amazing gift. And I just wanted to say thank you.
And that's just from obeying, setting those boundaries, making it clear, and just following God's lead. And so people need to know there's hope. And that's a miracle. You've got a child that's going from just bizarre down to in control. So I praise God. And so what is the fear? Oh, that child or that poor child, are you going to, you know, hurt his self-esteem? Are you going to? Let me tell you something. They get self-esteem when they lose themselves. It is all about losing themselves and then looking out to someone else. He was full of self. And he wanted what he wanted when he wanted attention. He wanted whatever, you know, but he can only get that from God. Only God can fill it up. And so we are spoiling these kids. We are, you know, ruining their lives by even letting them think about themselves at all. So thank you, Sonia, for sharing that. Who else is on the line?